and their many fans are saying it's about time. Partners Kelly Willis and Bruce Robison, married and the parents of four kids, have had separate musical careers for years, both recording solo CDs and Bruce writing hit songs like Traveling Soldier for the Dixie Chicks. Now they've finally recorded a CD together. Cheaters Game is out to rave reviews. Writing in the Austin American-Statesman, critic Michael Corcoran called it a near-perfect modern country album with an old feel, songs that overlap rather than run into each other, and you hold your breath until the next song proves itself too. He said it much better than we could. Bruce and Kelly stopped by our studio before a recent show in Boston, and I asked them why it took so long to record as a duo.
You know, when we first met, we were solo artists and, you know, we weren't really looking to be in a band together. But I think also over time, there's that fear of turning your relationship into a product. Now that enough time has gone by, I think we know the lines and we kind of know how to do this. Mostly, I think that the moment just was right.
Yeah, and in hindsight, for sure. And over the years, I know we felt like we were collaborating. Kelly was always singing on my records, or I was singing on hers. But then when we decided to do this project, it felt like starting a band. Everything was fresh and exciting, and it felt like a brand new project, and we had the wind behind our sails again.
Let's listen. Your cover of We're All the Way, written by Don Williams. Let's just listen to a little.
There's no cause to think that I won't stay. Haven't I been with you all the way? There's no time like now to make a man. After all, we are more than friends. But this could be the time for you and me. We put words between us that we shouldn't say, and don't be acting halfway when you know we're all the way.
Well, I guess so. You know, it's kind of pointed there. And it's a couple things. It's reminding us, first of all, of Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, voices that just seem to belong together. You must have known that. As you said, you've sung on each other's CDs. You must know that.
I mean, I can remember the first time we sang a Leuven Brothers song together. It's always been amazing fun to sing with Kelly. It's just like second nature.
You know, I'm thinking, Kelly, you said that there was a certain point where it seemed just right. It could have gone very wrong. It could have been the CD that ended the lovely relationship previously known as Kelly.
We felt our way.
You know, because any artistic project is hard.
We were very careful about it as we were going along, you know. And it's not that we didn't ever step on each other's toes. We may have, like, some full-on fight 10 minutes before we go on stage.
Right.
And performing together and singing together, it just heals all wounds. It's kind of cool.
Also fun, I would think. Let's listen to another cover. This is No Kind of Dancer by Robert Earl Keane. It's a clumsy cowboy who then finds himself through his partner.
Tried hard to tell you I was no kind of dancer. You took my hand and proved I was wrong. Guided me gently, though I thought I could never. We were dancing together, end of the song.
You know, I'm thinking every kid wants to see their parents dance.
Yeah,
you know? How do the kids feel about this? Or is it just work? You know, mom and dad are doing some work.
It kind of is. They kind of have been around it their whole lives, so they're not impressed that much. But I do think they also kind of like it.
One of our kids came home the other day and said, "Dad, isn't it time you had another hit?" And so it's a fun time to kind of see how this is all bouncing off of them and what they're thinking about.
How old are they?
12, 9, 9, and 7. Oh. Twins, 9-year-old.
Oh, boy. By the way, I need to note that I'm from Long Island, New York, but I've been talking like you for the last several minutes. So somebody might have picked up on that. I don't know, it's just kind of infectious. Where are you guys from?
Austin, Texas.
My family's from Oklahoma, but we moved around a bit.
I don't know how that happens. We were in New York City last night, and I had to stop myself in the second or third song. I was talking like I just walked out of a rodeo or something.
I don't, so was I just a couple minutes ago.
So I don't know what happens. I really don't.
We want to hear a song with Kelly taking the lead. This is an old Razzie Bailey song. Let me see if I get the numbers right. 9,999,999 tears.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, good job.
Thank you. Let's hear a little of this.
I got 9,999,999 tears to go. And then I don't know if I'll be over you. The sun didn't shine this morning. It's been raining the whole day through.
So there's a song about, you know, heartbreak, somebody finding somebody new. You know, it is country, so those are the themes generally, you know.
Yeah,
but
I
what
saw.
Else binds these together, these songs?
The main thing we were looking for when we were looking through songs was stuff that just felt like we each had a purpose and a part, and then when we sang together, it just had that thing.
There it is.
Yeah. Like a tuning fork.
Oh, completely. Mm-hmm. It falls together, and then you're there.
Well, it doesn't fall together until you have the money to do it. You did a Kickstarter campaign, and very funny videos, a fictitious trailer park talk show host, Gil Webb, who keeps referring to the two of you as father and daughter,
right.
And he calls your record Kickstarter. He's confusing right. The CD that you want to make with the campaign. Let's just hear a little bit of that.
The album's called Kickstarter? Because that sounds a little
no,
heavy metal.
No, maybe
heavy metal.
Not, no.
It's, you remember that Motley Crue album, Kickstarter? Lord loves
good.
A working man. I used to couple skate to that old school and just get high as a Georgia pine and then fall down a flight of stairs.
Right.
Not on a regular basis, but I would do that.
Yeah.
Kickstarter is a way for our fans to be part of the process of making this record.
Right. There's nothing in between.
So
really,
they can help us.
So did this work? You raised how much money?
44, something like that. 44,000?
Yeah.
Is this the way it is from here on out?
I have no idea. For us, I don't think you could do it twice. We've opened this conduit with our most ardent fans. But I it doesn't feel like we would do it again, you know, but it was an amazing experience.
I guess it just feels like one of those things that you can only go to the well for one time.
Right.
It was a very positive thing, and we wouldn't have made this record without
Not the way we
help.
Did it with a real producer, and that is the thing we're all trying to figure out, is how to do good work. Now we see what's next.
Well, what's right in front of us is Kelly Willis and Bruce Robison, their new CD, Cheater's Game. Again, they raised the money on Kickstarter to do it. Thank you both so much for stopping by to talk about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can fake it for a while till I fall apart in style. After all, rock bottom's not too far.
By the way, you can hear several songs, including this one, from Cheater's Game, streaming at hearandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.